From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The first case of African swine fever in China has been reported to the Swine Health Information Center. AgriMarketing.com reports the outbreak was located in the northeast part of the country, about 130 miles north of the Korean border. The Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports the outbreak has been contained with the slaughter of nearly 1,000 pigs. Officials are concerned about ASF potentially spreading to Japan, the Korean Peninsula, and other parts of Asia. China filed a challenge last month with the World Trade Organization on the latest round of major U.S. tariff proposals valued at $200 billion. According to the Wall Street Journal, in each case of U.S. tariffs, China has struck back in kind with tariffs on U.S. goods. However, AP reports China's lopsided trade balance means it will run out of U.S. imports for penalty tariffs before Washington does. Beijing is trying to recruit support from Europe, South Korea, and other governments. USDA's Risk Management Agency has approved the first revenue protection insurance policy for dairy producers, allowing them to buy coverage for the first quarter of 2019. The Dairy Revenue Protection Policy, developed by the American Farm Bureau Federation and American Farm Bureau Insurance Services, will provide indemnities when milk prices fall and actual revenue is below revenue guarantees. Premiums will be subsidized similarly to the way they are for existing crop insurance products. Sign-up begins October 9th. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.